During my college years at the University of Virginia, I was very active in student organizations. Most of those organizations were committed to pursuing equality and justice at the university and in our larger society. One such organization was the Black Student Alliance, which valued protecting the dignity of all persons. My life experiences then, as an African American who grew up in a predominantly Christian culture, had conditioned me to assume that people suffered indignities, inequality, and discrimination in life because of skin color or ethnicity. I felt strongly then, as I still do, that as a society we should never tolerate discrimination against anyone because of their identity, by which I meant their ethnicity, skin color, or even language. As time went on, our student movement expanded to incorporate students from non-African American backgrounds such as Asian, Arab, African, and others. As I interacted with those students and learned their stories, I discovered that they had experienced discrimination throughout their lives also, but for reasons that I had neither experienced nor considered. They talked about not being welcomed in certain circles where I was welcomed, not because of their ethnic identity or country of origin of their parents. They often felt unwelcomed or even threatened because they were Hindu or Buddhist, Muslim, or identified with some other non-Christian religious heritage. My reaction quickly evolved beyond surprise at this news to a profound sense of conviction that religious faith was as much a part of their identity as the color of their skin, and accordingly, their freedom to practice their religious faith should be respected and protected. If we are to affirm the dignity and worth of all people regardless of skin color, which is basic to their identity, we should also respect them regardless of their religious beliefs, which is also basic to their identity. Later on, when I studied American religious history, I learned that religious liberty is not simply a really nice value, but religious liberty is a right that is rooted in the very origins of our great nation and protected by our Constitution. Moreover, early in our nation's formation, Baptists, such as Roger Williams, were at the forefront of the movement for religious liberty. In later years, I learned about the work of the Baptist Joint Committee, and it was simply a logical next step for me to become actively involved in its mission, as I am today.